session number 23813, reel 4.
Mr. Bartholomew, reel 4. Now, when you were demobilised, how were you able to... What were your plans to do to get back into civilian life? We're quite interested in how people got back into civilian life after such a, you know, after 3 or 4 years in the services.
Well, after being discharged, I went back to working for my father, managing his fresh fish and poultry shop. I didn't enjoy this very much, as we had a lot of disagreements. So after about 5 years...
What, with your father, you mean?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. So after about 5 years, I took employment with Trinity House as an extraman aboard light vessels in the Thames estuary.
Now tell us about that. What exactly were you doing?
Well, an extraman was...
Extraman?
Yes. An extraman, well, it was termed extraman because you could only work on the deck. You couldn't go over the side of the ship or off the deck at all until you progressed, you see, until you signed.
So you were just going as a deckhand?
That's right.
And yes. Which lighthouse was it? Or lightship?
The first one was the Barrow Deep.
And where was that situated?
That was the one nearest to London. I'm not quite sure where it would be.
It was in the Thames?
Yes, in the Thames estuary.
So what was life like on a light ship? Can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, yes, we had to take our food for a fortnight and leave orders with the shop ashore to send more food out when the relief ship came out the second fortnight. Because we changed half the crew every fortnight. And we were a month on board and a fortnight ashore.
So, in a way, you'd gone back to almost like when you'd been on the fort.
Yes, it was very, very similar.
I found that boring. What had made you go back to it?
Well, at that time, jobs weren't easy to get. And, of course, I saw the advert in the paper, so I just answered it.
You just wanted to get away from the family business.
Yes, I did. At that time.
And had you thought of rejoining the Navy? Why didn't you? Because that would have seemed an obvious way to do it. Similar life. What had you thought about rejoining the Navy?
Well, I didn't give it a thought, actually.
Did you not want to do it, or did you just not think about
it? I just didn't think about it, no. I just saw this advert in the paper and replied to it.
And how long did you do the lighthouse ship work?
About 5 years.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes, I enjoyed it very much, yes. And I progressed to being a seaman and a fog signal driver and a line planter and eventually to acting master. But as there was a long waiting list to have a position as a full master, I left the service on the 16th of May, 1958.
What did you do then?
Well, on returning home, I then contacted the Court of Commissioners in Newcastle, who got me work as a security officer with C.A. Parsons and Company at their Heaton Works.
You're a security officer?
Yes.
And that's where you finished up, is it?
Yes, the work entailed shutting and opening gates for vehicles and a security patrol of the different departments and offices. And there we worked shift work, 4 hours on and 8 off.
And that's where you finished, was it?
That's where I finished.
Now, can I ask you, do you think your war service had affected you in any way, either physically or mentally? You'd had quite a tough time. You'd been torpedoed once, you know. Do you think it had affected you?
Well, I don't know. I suppose that's life, isn't it?
But it isn't for most people. I mean, had it affected you good in a good way or bad way, or had it any effects you noticed at all?
Not really, I don't think, no.
It didn't give you nightmares or anything?
Well, occasionally you dream about things, events you've gone through and that sort of thing at night, you know. Seeing the people floundering in the water and the lights on their light jackets and you can't get to them to lift them out. Yes, there's different things like that.
Are you a member of the Captain Class Association? Are things like so naval associations important to you? Are you a member of many of them?
Oh, yes. I'm in that one. I was in the Burnham Association, but that decapitated, and also the HMS Cairo Association, which decapitated.
What do you think? Why is it important? What do the associations give to you, do you reckon?
Well, you sort of get together and relive old times, talk about events that happened, and sort of you try to experience the same comradeship as you had on board the ships.
Yeah. Thank you very much.